Yeah, let's do that. Can I get a soundtrack from Zachly?
Yeah. I didn't prepare a freestyle. I actually don't know. I can't do it today.
Sorry, Zach. We're not hearing you. Can you turn your mic off and on again and then try to freestyle again?
Okay, yeah. Definitely. Yeah, give me 1 second.
My name is Zach, and I'm here to say it's
fun
to...
No, you stole my line! Stop! No,
let him dig his own grave, Tyler!
I know, that was... I was just going to do literally exactly that, so there's no point.
Hello and welcome to Brews Day Tuesday podcast episode 618. Tyler, that was tequila. How does it compare?
I don't like tequila.
Oh, I am definitely not afraid of the fucking police right now.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a classic one. I'm sorry I didn't remember that off the top of my head.
Good one. I thought you, that I is thought a you classic. Might have it deep what in the brain that? Bucket.
That's Akewood, of course, which you obviously know because you listen to every episode.
I put it in the chat.
I mean, yeah, definitely.
Check it out. Sam and I are big Akewood evangelists. Everybody who listens to this show has already heard this opening where we tell people to check out Akewood 30 times, and it'll keep happening.
It's like super duper good is the problem.
It's really good. Hopefully our beers will be really good, and so will this recording with Zach. Hey, Zach.
Hey, what up?
NMU?
Just hanging out.
Can we do that? Can we bring back like AOL talk?
Dude, 100, it's gonna come back. If you need to start doing it again now, because they're gonna be nostalgic for this technology that was
big time.
The worst. It was just
honestly, if Discord is smart,
major company.
Yeah.
It'll pay AOL for the sound effects of like
the
door. Opening and closing as your friends.
Oh, the closing door.
Yeah. That's some good stuff. Mind. Yeah, the closing door. Oh, man, really passive-aggressive away messages? Those were the days. Those were the days.
Like my big thing was, I'm spitting game right now. I'm doing a really good job, and then I get the closing door.
Later.
I guess
it was antagonistic.
Too subtle, maybe.
Yeah, it was, like, actively against you. Like, MySpace, where you had your top 8 friends, and it was like you literally would watch drama happen where, like, oh, they took Jennifer out of their top 8 friends. Like,
yeah,
it was made to cause gossip and drama, and that's how they got engagement. And I was like, that's so much more fun of a way to, like, engagement farm than, like, trying to scare me or make me mad all the time or, like, show me a confusing recipe where I'm like, that's bullshit, that's gonna taste fucking horrible. And I realized I've watched like a 90-second video. I'm like, fuck, they got me. Gossip. I want gossip and drama. That's all I want.
Yeah, bring back Perez Hilton, am I right?
Hey, no. Probably fine to come back.
Perez Hilton probably never did anything bad.
We should introduce these beers because mine looks like butternut squash soup and I would really like to talk about it.
Oh, no. Well, let's do yours last then. Zach, what have you got on the table?
It really does.
That looks like what is that? It's like the thick kind of, my brain is breaking. It's kind of like V8, but they serve it in Europe, and it's like a thick, weird, like V8 orange juice. Y'all ever had this?
I'm from America, so.
All right.
Do some Googling. Figure this out.
That was good. I'm glad I wasted everybody's time. Anyway.
Peter, tell me about that thick goo that they drink in Europe. So I have from Youngblood, Madison's own Youngblood beer company, Tastefully Crushing Cars. It's a grapefruit radler, 4.5% ABV, so probably a double radler, an imperial radler. initially it was like very carbonated. It settled a bit, but it's like lemonade, like lack of clarity, but like I think like color as well. But it poured out fizzy like a McDonald's Sprite immediately that like really quickly settled. Ooh, that's tart. I like that. I enjoy it. That is a very, it feels like I'm gonna peel off the entire layer of like my taste buds on the exterior of my tongue. Like that's coming off tomorrow. Like when you eat too much pineapple, I can like,
yeah.
You think maybe it makes your jizz taste good?
Oh. So. Hmm. So. Okay. Well, I have something that's probably also going to be pretty tart from Southern Tier Brewing Company. Early Bird Blackberry Lemonade Ale, 4.5% ABV. This makes me worried because I really like Southern Tier, but they've been really fucking around with a bunch of weird shit lately. And like also a 4.5 from Southern Tier. I don't know. But it poured out with a medium head, different size bubbles. This is like a mostly normal beer color with maybe just like a tint of red to it. It definitely smells like blackberry lemonade, for sure. Okay, this is fine. It's fine. It tastes kind of lemonade-y, kind of blackberry-y, but the carbonation seems like kind of weirdly low. It promised tartness that I'm really not getting a whole lot of. It's just very middle of the road. It's fine, but I want it to be extreme in some way, and it is not. Samuel?
Well, I have a beer that's extremely verbose. I think sometimes you want a beer that is big on flavor.
Yep.
Or big on booze. This is big on words in its name. This is Arpis Brewing Co. Mango Apricot Almond Smoothie Sour Ale.
Oh my goodness.
I can't even track what that is. You can't see the beginning.
And as discussed, it's like an opaque, like yellow-orange color.
Yeah, it looks... Runs with
the pumpkin soup from Skyward Sword, if y'all ever played that.
It does look very soupy, yeah.
Ooh, okay. Hello. So often I have the issue with this type of beer where I'm like, this beer is sour, and I don't like sour taste. This beer isn't very sour. It's mostly mango. And I'm like, wow, what a refreshing, yummy beer. So I'm like, Jed and Mary need not apply. But so far, I think this is pretty tasty.
Awesome. We're all kind of weirdly in the same family.
Here.
Yeah.
It's a bitch, though. Holy shit.
That looks like more like you should be having that on like an October night or something.
I think it should be coming out of a Red Bull.
Yeah. Out of a tureen or something. I don't know. None of us, however, are drinking non-alcoholic beers. Unlike the topic of our first article, CNBC.com, non-alcoholic beer projected to overtake ale as the second largest beer category worldwide. Crazy.
Number one being lager, I guess?
That is correct.
America's gone woke.
Millennials are killing the beer industry.
Why are they doing this? It's like the same company selling it. Leave this alone.
Well, this is worldwide, so you can't just blame America for this.
And also,
are the drinkingest by volume beer people. Like, I'm sure Germany per capita, like, I think we've looked, like, Germany, like, Czech Republic or whatever, like, per capita, obviously, are drinking more. But,
Austria.
Yeah. I feel like we could, the population size alone, kind of carry.
That might be true. Well, what about China, then?
What about them? Who knows what's going on over there?
That's a great point, Zach.
Computer, I've got nothing but fine things to say about the honorable...
Glorious People's Republic of China.
Yeah, however many letters they want to add to it, I'll say them all.
It's weird. Discord is staticking out for me right now, so I don't know what you guys are saying, but I'm sure it's really good and important.
Oh man, like,
it's certainly not anything about any type of square. I'll say that.
Definitely not. I wouldn't even know what you were talking about.
Yeah. For sure. So, yeah.
The only spare here is the one drinking non-alcoholic beer, am I right?
That's so true. apparently, so it does say that millennials hold the largest share of no alcohol drinkers. However, Gen Z drinks less than prior generations at the same age.
That's easy to do if you're comparing with me.
I don't know.
Most at that age of any generation. Like, everyone was like, you all kids got to slow down.
Like, yeah. Do you think it was like millennials or like kids in like the 50s? Because I feel like kids in the 50s were just slamming.
They had kids. They couldn't slam. They had to like
race. No, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. They had to numb themselves with alcohol and like pills or whatever.
I'll put myself up there with any dude from the 50s when I was in my prime, but I will say for sure women in the 50s were not getting drunk like they were.
That's true. That's absolutely true.
We had the whole woman demographic because they had to do all the work. The men definitely in the 50s could get absolutely plastered in the woman, but somebody had to be on meth doing shit.
Right, yeah.
That was the woman's role, was to be on meth, and we were on alcohol.
I'll give you that one, Zach. We can agree on that.
Back in the day,
when this was a proper – we used to be a proper country.
Our women were on meth, and they liked it.
Yeah.
And now we're trying to shame women who do meth, and I think that's bullshit. You know?
Yeah, I mean, who needs all of their teeth? Who needs all their teeth?
You know, they were on meth. Mrs. Cleaver, meth. That's the only one I can think of, but I'm sure there's others. I love Lucy. I don't know. Maybe
Mrs. Brady?
Definitely Mrs. Brady. There's another lewd, probably. She was fucking brushing up lewds in the bathroom.
Clozapam or whatever.
Yeah, what a cool shit they had. Their generation got a whole medication banned because everyone was just abusing it and it didn't do anything. We've never even come close to that. They're not even going to get, like, we do them. They're like, hey, guys, stop doing Ritalin and Vicodin and quit that. They're not going to stop giving it to people. They're like,
that's true.
Right, Quaaludes are canceled. None of you have anything to do. You're all faking it.
It is a weird, like, scientific artifact. Like, you just can't get them anymore. And it's not that, like, the basic atomic components don't exist.
Yeah.
It's that no one is manufacturing. Like, in this, like, I'm just thinking Breaking Bad style.
You guys want to get into Quaaludes?
If you had a weird, huge lab under a laundromat, you could make Quaaludes.
That's true. Yo, so.
Is the market there? I don't know.
Apparently, Quaaludes fucking ruled.
I mean, it's dying out quickly. You know, we got to get into the nursing homes today to make a profit.
If we got to do it, if like Mad Men releases like a 25th
anniversary,
launch Quaaludes because everyone's gonna be like, oh, that's Mad Men shit. That's gonna be pretty sweet.
That's a great idea.
We really should have hit it when Wolf of Wall Street came out because when Wolf of Wall Street came out, I was like, now, what are these again? They sound fun. Oh,
They're not Quaaludes, but Becca had to go to the hospital over the past couple days, and they gave her morphine, which is pretty crazy.
Hell yeah, she smoked it out of a big pipe in a den.
Yeah, with, like, a bunch. No, of I was like, did you just hit the beaches in Normandy? Like, are you a GI in World War II? They're just shooting you up with morphine. That's crazy shit.
Oh, I was thinking she was just being like really annoying, and they shut her up.
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
Oh man. Oh yeah. Not alcoholic beer though. Real talk. Totally makes sense. I feel like post COVID, I was like, I drank a whole bunch at my oldest age, and I was like, all right, not alcoholic beer. I'm in on it every now and then, but I don't want to be drinking beer. But I want a beer.
Sam, I'm sure, would say the same thing, and that's the part that gets me. Like, I don't drink, like, for the high ABV anymore, necessarily. Like, in college, I was like, don't even come at me if you have, like, under 7%, you know? But, like, I don't want to drink a beer if there's no alcohol in the beer. I just, if I'm going to have a non-alcoholic beer, there are other non-alcoholic beverages I prefer more than beer.
There is, like, something about a bitter drink, I feel like, where, like, every now and then I have a craving for, like, a more bitter liquid, and usually that's beer, but, like, if I had a stressful day at work, and I'm like, I want a beer, if I drink a non-alcoholic beer, it scratches, like, a very similar itch, where I've just had a bitter liquid, and I've sat down and had some, like, quiet time.
I don't know if it's the bitterness for me. Sometimes I'm just, like, I just mowed the lawn. I want to drink a beer, but also I have a whole day's worth of parenting ahead of me. So yeah. I need to not get super sleepy right away.
No, I understand all of that. What I don't understand is, like, you're like, man, I could use a beer. Like, I would just then not have the non-alcoholic beer. That's where I can't make the leap. But I hear what you're saying.
You'd rather have nothing. I will say a lot of them, so they have a picture here, obviously, of Athletic Brewing, which I think is the best one, like,
probably
far and away that I've had. Like, specifically the Golden Ale that they do, not their IPA. I don't think their IPA is very good. But, like, that one specifically, I'm like, this is 85% as good as a decent beer. Like, and it is better than some really shitty beers. But
yeah,
every other one I've ever had, like the Heineken one, is fucking disgusting. Like, it is horrible.
It does say here that Athletic has 17% of the category's volume share. Just 3 years earlier, Athletic only had a 4% share, so somebody should have invested in Athletic.
Yeah, it's fucking
great. I would throw my hat in the ring for Untitled Arts NA offerings. Like, their normal beer is good, and their NA, they kind of have a weird variety, and some of it's good and some of it's bad, but it is kind of just like they have a Pilsner that sucks because all Pilsners suck, but they have a Pale Ale that's good because Pale Ales can be good.
Huh. Did you know that Budweiser Zero was co-founded by Dwayne Wade?
No. In fact, if you were to have me guess a million people on Earth who founded, I would not have guessed Dwayne Wade.
They buried that last line of the article. That's crazy.
I don't know that I could name a million people, but also I don't know if I would have gone to Dwayne Wade.
Celine Dion. She's every woman, right?
Did you think that? I assume that reference is correct, but if that's somebody else, I'm going to laugh really hard.
Becca, who sang I'm Every Woman?
Whitney Houston.
Fuck! Whitney Houston? Shit!
I trust
you. What an absolute dumb piece of shit.
Oh, man. I fucked that one up.
Can we get Becca ripping ass into the mic real quick?
No, what? That's for me. That's for me. I thought it was Celine Dion.
What?
She's not happy.
Maybe all French Canadian on it. Yeah, in retrospect, she has like a pretty thick accent.
I mean, yeah, it makes sense because the line is "I'm every woman, I love poutine."
Oh yeah, that's right. No, that's it is
very good, Samuel. Very good, Samuel. That's good. Is Celine Dion the nicest French Canadian?
Has to be,
right? Probably. Because every single one I've met has been a huge douchebag.
Do you really think the problem is that they've interacted with you and now they're in a bad mood?
That could be
maybe
it.
It's a dick. Maybe it's you. It's,
not everybody. Just the French Canadians.
I'm not here to blame the victim, unless it's you, in which case I'm like, well, yeah, you probably had it coming.
I should probably get off.
I realized I was the loudest person by far in the city. Like, any place we went to, I would, like, stop talking, and it was dead silent everywhere else. Like,
really?
It's like every restaurant was a library comparatively when I was there, is what it felt
Not my experience. When I went to Quebec, I drove my friend Lucas, friend of the show, to school up there, and I remember the roads having no lines on them, so it was just like however many cars you could fit into a lane is however many were driving. And then we went out one night, and the first thing I saw was some pimp beating his hoe in the doorway, yelling at her in French. And I was like, this is really cool. I love Quebec.
This is hilarious.
He was like,
I love Quebec. Bleu. Yeah.
Probably, yeah.
No, you know what? Yeah. I'm off Italians. Now I hate French Canadians. Quebecois, they're my new target.
I think that's so much more fresh. I love this change. I love this for you.
Well, yeah, that's who I'm after now.
No one's coming to their defense. Yeah, that's a hateable white for sure.
Yeah. Okay. Well, good. Zach, what's been going on with you other than, occasionally drinking non-alcoholic beers?
Other than that, I mean, like you said, I live a very vibrant and full life, as you can tell by the non-alcoholic beers I drink. We went to a wedding recently for Holly's friends. That was pretty sick. We went to Chicago for that.
I feel like going to a wedding for somebody your spouse or significant other or partner or whatever knows can be very good or very bad. Like,
Correct. Yeah, the responsibility
is so clutch.
Exactly. You have no ties to anybody.
I don't know any of you motherfuckers.
Thank you. Yes. Correct. Correct. Yeah.
Yeah, it could have broken bad for sure. It was like, it's a mix of like, they have worked together in the past. So it was like people they both know that I don't because they weren't, they were like just like work friends. Or just like people the bride and groom, and I don't know either of them great. I knew the bride a little bit, but like their family and friends from like high school and stuff. And I'm like, I have no fucking clue who, like, for like 90% of the wedding, I don't think I knew.
Yeah.
Who they were, but it was overall, it was fun. Like the vibe was good. It was like a really beautiful, venue. It was in like a winery, and, like a couple of servers dropped full trays of glasses full of red wine. Like the worst thing you can drop on the whole planet, and so much of it was incredible. I think they dropped two. And each time it happened, I was like, obviously you want to be like, oh, that sucks, but like, I'm like, well, that's coming off the bill. There's no way they're going to charge them for that. So I'm like, that was just rad to see. Like, I've always kind of wondered what it would look like, and I saw it, and it was great.
I wonder with that type of thing, sometimes you see, especially at a restaurant, when someone drop something, everyone claps.
That was going to be my question.
And when I was 17, my favorite thing to do was to clap for that shit. And now I'm just like, as someone who's worked many jobs, including some in the service industry, some of a subset that are of, I made an absolute fool of myself. I pretend I don't notice. I just,
pussy.
I was taking a bite of my thing. I'm gonna keep taking the bite of my thing, and I didn't see you do it, and maybe no one else did it, and maybe it's okay, and maybe you don't have to talk to your therapist about it.
That was gonna be my question, was do you still clap when people drop stuff in restaurants or not? And
I'm a grown-ass man.
I'm so disappointed. Sam has become so anxious in his old age, he doesn't do anything cool anymore. I love clapping. I love clapping when somebody drops something in a restaurant. Becca doesn't let me do it. She's looking over at me angrily right now.
I'm like, so, you're still just like, no, I'm still fucking into that.
I am. I love it. Zach, what about you?
I don't team Sam on this one. But I definitely didn't like pretend it didn't happen. I was like, stoked. Like, I was definitely visibly excited that it had happened. But I didn't, like, belabor the point. I was a gentleman about it. I was like, definitely saw that. That was fucking awesome. I'm gonna go move on with my business. And then they dropped the second one, and I was like, it happened again. And I was like, real, real dead. But yeah, when you're in a room with, like, 350 people and you do that, we all fucking noticed. Hey, man, you dropped, like, 40 glasses full of liquid. We noticed.
It's incredible. Yeah,
that was sick. I learned my other favorite fact. I love going to weddings where I don't know people because I really enjoy just like chatting with people for the first time because I can just repeat all the stories I like. I kind of play my greatest hits album at the party and never gonna see him again. So like, I'm a super.
And ask him how they feel about the color of Air Bud.
Do you think it should have been a chocolate lab? No, you have to get a couple. That's like an end of the night conversation. Everyone's got to have like 4 or 5 drinks in them before you can make that joke. You
can't lead with that, I guess.
You definitely shouldn't lead. You got to feel it out first. But I do think if they think about it, they would come around. I guess he's just shooting jump shots. Never mind.
He's the Larry Bird of dogs. Yeah.
I was literally saying, you can Larry Bird that thing for sure.
Yeah. Right?
Absolutely. You're 100% right. The other cool thing I learned talking with people that I did not know before is like, so are you all familiar with McGruff, the crime dog?
Yeah.
Yes. Made it to your parts of the country as
yes.
well. Yes. I wasn't sure how local
I think that was nationwide.
Okay, I wasn't sure. But anyway, great. I didn't know that McGruff, the crime dog, put out a rap album about different drugs and like not doing
was
that.
It about taking a bite out of rhyme? Because it should have been.
It definitely should have been. I don't know what it was called, but if it's not called that, like, I don't know what they were doing. Like, we actually have to get in a time machine and go back and only use it to fix this.
Kill Hitler, rename this album.
No, no, no. We rename this album, we save Harambe, and then we just see where we're at. Oh. We kind of just reassess.
That'll fix the timeline, yeah.
That fixes it. He was a horcrux for, like, God. But yeah, no, they were telling me that McGruff the Crime Dog has a rap album about not doing drugs, and they're like, they're all fucking great. It's like a song per drug and like why you shouldn't do it. And it's like, he's always like, it always basically rhymes and it'll like mess up your brain. It's like, thing to rhyme. And he's like, I found out that shit's bad for your brain. That's kind of what I took away from it. And they were like just telling me about the album and the different songs on it. And it was fucking awesome.
That's sick. Hey, speaking of hilarious audio things, did you watched Predator the Musical, right?
Yes, I did.
So good. So good. I got introduced to that by some guys I met when I was in Thailand. And so we were out, you know, in like the jungle, like cutting down stuff all the time. And so like every 5 minutes, one of us would just stop and be like, "Something's out there." And it really, really holds a special place in my heart.
The impressions were good. Like, the impressions of each person singing from Predator were pretty decent, especially yeah. Billy. That one was really good.
Yeah. Did you know that lore-wise, I know we talked about how you don't care about the lore of Predator, but lore-wise, Billy is a reincarnation of the lady from Prey's brother.
Oh my God, no he's not.
Yes, that's what the creator has said. That's what the creator has said.
Oh, that's not...
So, as the audience surrogate for this conversation, what do I have to do or say to get us to move on?
It's wild that you're not into this, seeing how you definitely listened to the episode where Zach and Becca and I talked about
it. I did, and I was like, what is he talking about? I gotta get back to work. And then I did that.
Rude. Anyway.
Watched it, it was good. But yeah, so we went to the wedding. It was great. People dropped stuff. I don't think of anything else cool happened. A lot of cool stuff happened. I'm not trying to think of anything else worth talking about happened.
That's a pretty big wedding, though. 350 people. Like, I don't think I've been to any weddings that big. Like, Sam, I think yours might have been like one of the biggest I've been to.
That was 200 tops.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was. I think it was the biggest wedding I've been to. In terms of just like quantity of folks. But also I don't have a full head count, so I could be totally wrong. Maybe it was 200 people. I don't know. It was a large wedding.
Did you get all of them to get on a scale just so you knew the total poundage?
Total poundage? No, I wasn't able to do that. No. Until next time. Weird. Time do that.
Classic wedding tradition.
I know. Yeah. So, yeah, that was kind of like our cool thing. We like, we're down, got to be downtown, kind of hanging out. We drove through a dust storm. To get there, there was a literal dust storm in northern Illinois when we were going down.
See any tumbleweeds?
No, but I'm like, what the fuck is happening? Like, this isn't that kind of Midwest. Like,
right.
It was very fucking bizarre. I
Dust Bowl 2.0.
From dirty and Indiana, probably.
It was probably, you know what happened? Probably spring cleaning in Quebec. All that shit flowed across the border.
It would have been covered in gravy if it was from there, am I right?
So right.
They invent one perfect food item and suddenly they're huge dicks.
That's true. It is true.
That's a good one. They got us on that one.
Yeah.
They're like, we have a hockey team. And I'm like, the Nordiques don't exist anymore, idiot. They're the Colorado Avalanche now.
You want to talk about a team? Let's go to our next article from USAtoday.com. Travis and Jason Kelce owned Garage Beers purchases football team. So I don't know
what these words are.
I know, I'm extremely confused. But the Kelce brothers, who have some sort of business called Garage Beers, has bought the St. Joseph Goats, who play in the Arena League. And yes, the St. Joseph Goats are from St. Joseph, Missouri, where the Kansas City...
Missouri, right?
Nope.
Dude, Missouri, come on.
they're a professional indoor football team from St. Joseph, Missouri. I don't know.
That's where the Chiefs have their training camp.
Yeah. I don't... why would they do this?
For shits, I guess. Because
it's an investment you can make.
But, okay... I guess I understand how you can, like, make money off, like, a professional sports team. You know, people do it all the time. But why would their beer company buy the sports team?
To sell their beer at the stadium? Maybe there's like a large beer deal where they're getting like a big percentage of it back. So when you like do the napkin math, pretty low price for a team.
Okay. All right. Locked and loaded there, Zach.
Maybe. That's my operating theory. But I also think maybe they just didn't think it through. My second answer. Because like you said, like if you have enough money to buy an NFL team, like an actual NFL team, you should do it because you're gonna make money on it. Like,
yeah,
it's just free money. If you're money. Willing.
Yeah.
If you're willing to do that, and like any major sport league, sure. But like a tiny startup league, it's like those are the ones that cease to function. Like how many football leagues are they gonna make that are gonna go bankrupt? Like it's like you're not gonna make money on this like stub professional football league.
It's to a point that XFL feels like a pump and dump.
Yeah, it feels like a scam. It's like we already did.
Wasn't that supposed before. To come back? Wasn't that supposed to come back?
The Rock was doing it or something,
and then before his heel turn,
someone pumped it, and then thereafter dumped it. Who's to say?
They dumped it afterwards, but then they combined the two other ones that they made into like one league that I forget.
Yeah. Yes.
USFL is that real?
The USFL hey, was a thing in like the 80s.
I could probably pay attention. I could probably figure out what this league was. I could probably figure out what this league you're trying to talk about is, Zach, if Sam would stop picking the super hairs off his arm. Like, bro, do that off the podcast. What is that? Is that skin? Get out of here. Are you a lizard?
Don't wait, you're like Goldfinger or Goldmember.
Yeah.
We had a conversation on D8 about how I was sunburned.
I didn't
know
what happens when you're sunburned.
But,
normal,
but
not gross sunburned.
Brother, put that sleeve back down and wait like 20 minutes until we're off air and you can pick that thing to your heart's content.
I can just turn my video off.
Okay.
We're going another 45 minutes. Easy.
I'm kind of in the zone here.
I'm not happy.
Oh, man. Yeah. Listeners are really missing out now.
He's turned off his camera because instead of giving his whole attention to the podcast he's doing
I'm
with his friends,
what you're saying.
He's like, I gotta fucking pick this skin off. Can't wait. Gotta get the skin.
I feel like we're just gonna hear him go, I went too deep. He got one of those edges that went too deep in. You like took a divot out of like,
yep. Yep. Brother.
Yeah, they bought it. They've done it. I didn't know they owned a brand called Garage Beers either, to be honest. This is new.
I was curious about that because when I was in Barcelona, we went to a place called Garage Beer, and I don't know if this is the same thing. We really liked it, but maybe it was just that we were in Spain and this place seemed like it didn't hate Americans, which was. Which put them in a kind of a top tier by default. So I don't know what that was about, but we love that spot. I don't know if it's related or not.
Well, the Kelsey brothers apparently purchased the ownership stake in Garage Beers in 2024. So that would have been after. If it's the same thing. I don't know.
Sure.
So, well, really, Garage Beer is a single beer. It's a lager. Like, the brewery makes one lager called Garage Beer, and that's it.
Really?
Garage Beer, the crisp, uncomplicated lager co-owned by Jason and Travis Kelsey, is proud to announce that we are now
oh my God.
St. Joseph Goats.
That doesn't feel sustainable. You make one beer? This money laundering?
Yeah, I don't know. This is a crazy article. There's a lot of weird shit going on here.
Wow, that's crazy. And then the goats, a satanic money laundering scheme, perhaps?
Do you think there's adrenochrome in those beers?
I hope so. I've been buying a lot
too.
Of them.
It's the only way I can get up in the morning. Yeah. Okay. I'm done with this article because I don't know what else to say about it. Sam, other than getting burned and peeling off huge slabs of flesh, what have you been doing?
I've been making up a game for you guys.
Okay. All right. Uh-oh. You just divot that arm?
I have to help out upstairs, I think.
We'll vamp.
Discuss the word carcinization and don't Google it.
Carcinization. Evolutionary, yeah. You turn into crabs. Yeah.
Everybody knows this, Samuel. Everybody knows this. Like, we'd have to fucking Google it. What a little bitch.
We solved your riddle in mere seconds, and then we sat in dead scholarly silence the whole time you were gone.
What an absolute fool.
I know that. It makes fucking sense, because it's a good shape to be.
It does. Oh, everything covered in armor, and it can eat garbage? Yeah, that sounds like it'll probably last.
Got scissors for hands?
Yeah.
Hell yeah. I get it.
Yes. Yep.
Yeah, I'm not shocked there.
No. I deal with crabs a lot, actually, and not just the ones in my pubes. But we got a shitload of blue crabs around us, and we do like a crabbing class, and we do seining, so we're constantly catching crabs.
What do you think is the biggest crab you ever caught? Are they all pretty similar?
Yeah, I mean, so to get like the nice like keeper crabs, you really have to go out like deeper. Like I would say around us, you probably have to like go out in like a kayak or something, you know. Huh? And I just go off like bridges. But I've gotten a couple keepers, which are I think it's like 6 inches from tip to tip, something like that.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's wild.
Yeah, they're cool. They're cool. I got one pinched me, and then its claw fell off, but the claw just held on for like another 5 minutes. It was really odd. Yeah, and I could feel it like I could feel it flexing like a zombie claw. It was very bizarre. Creepy. It was.
Also, what a terrible thing! I got this guy, and I got my fucking arm fell off. Fuck.
Yeah.
Fuck.
It'll grow back though.
Did you guys figure out my riddle, or
we didn't figure it out. We both knew what carcinization is immediately. You clown!
Oh, I didn't.
Well, yeah. So if that was the game, you got some great audio to listen back to. Where we
yeah,
cool. Well, does that count as my content?
It doesn't.
Sure, that'd be great. I was like, we can skip the game. I just want to walk away from this feeling good.
Oh fuck! Oh shit! I forgot it was a game. Damn it!
Well, the game. It's really egg on my face. The game I came up with was know-it-all, because you're the two of the biggest know-it-alls that I know, and I was like, here's a word I had, like, just, like, I learned it, and I was like, they won't know this.
Embarrassing.
That's so fucking funny. That's so funny. Oh my god. Oh, you know I love this so much. Yeah, everything turns into crabs. We both know about it.
That's so weird, man.
We were just saying, like, yeah, a creature covered in armor with two giant scissors for hands that eats garbage. Like, it's just, of course, it's an evolutionary stronghold. Yeah, no,
Tyler, you're halfway there. I get it.
Thank you, Samuel. Thank you.
Yeah. And yeah, just in case you were going to have a backup. Yeah, spaghettification is when you get pulled in a black hole and it gets
straight. That one Got I feel him. Like is more well-known. Maybe not.
Yeah, thanks, Neil deGrasse Tyson.
No, this is the thing. What happened to him? He was, like, everywhere, and he did the thing where he got overexposed, and everyone
yes.
was like, I fucking hate you, actually.
And yeah.
He's like, I gotta go fade into the background. George Takei is, like, the perfect level of kind of just pops back in and says, I didn't like that thing, pops back out. People aren't sick of George Takei.
And that thing is always William Shatner.
I don't like that thing over there.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Take that, Shatner.
Most of my blue sky that I don't do a good job curating, it's just George Takei's thoughts. And I'm like, George Takei, I always agree with you, but also I didn't sign up for this app just for it to be all George Takei thoughts.
Stop boosting George Takei. Burps? Whistles? What's the verb for a blue sky?
I've heard skeets. I don't know if that's actually right, but
I like
really
it.
Hope it is.
I like George Takei's skeets. Yeah, I like George Takei's skeets very much.
It can't be that, but I really want to live in a world where it is.
Well, I mean, you know, the music in Star Wars is jizz music, so what are you gonna do?
No, dude. What the fuck is wrong with him? Like George Lucas.
I mean, I guarantee you he just had not heard that word and thought he made it up.
You think he didn't hear the word jizz?
He's never ejaculated before, so it makes sense.
Like, no, I mean, I don't know when that term, like,
people were
came.
Saying jizz in the 70s. Come on, man.
But he wasn't popular.
No, all right.
Not. Okay, so here's, like, the best thing about as I get older and the world gets younger around me, and people have this like weird, insane retrospective love of the Star Wars prequels, which are dog shit still, by the way.
Tell me about it.
They're like, oh, George Lucas should have never sold to Disney because everyone else. I was like, hey, don't get me wrong. The Disney trilogy, huge mess. Definitely also bad. But the guy literally didn't know how to have a good idea. Like,
yeah.
He's a high level guy who wants to be a details guy, and all of his details are the dumbest possible.
So bad. Yeah.
Well, I would say he's good at details when it comes to like some character design elements.
Yes.
Like, yeah. Jar Jar Binks was a great character design, Samuel.
No, like little things like C-3PO having one leg that's the wrong.
Yeah.
Like that type of shit rules and is what gave the original trilogy a lot of character. And
that's,
I think,
true.
He probably did a lot of that stuff.
Yeah. I mean, I think the reason the originals feel so real in a lot of ways is because they had so many practical effects. But like, practical effects alone cannot save the movie. There was much more wrong with the prequels than just the fact that they used too much CGI.
Oh my god, it was so stupid. But it's like, yeah, so you should have bought it back. So this guy literally thought we wanted to hear about a trade war.
Yeah.
For a movie about children. It's like, what are you talking
about? We really
about?
Like Senate machinations. Everybody like loves that. Those.
And it's like, so Qui-Gon Jinn is fine that there's slavery, but he'll like cheat at a game to win this one specific slave? Like, is this even good? Like, but it's just.
Hey,
so
you know what? At least there was some. Respect. At least there was some Jewish representation. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, we had finally a goblinish green. Thanks, Tolkien. It's just like the dude. Of course, he called the music jizz because he's a bad idea factory. It's like everything he wanted to do was like basically Steven Spielberg being like, "Don't do that, dumbass," and then making a cooler choice.
I really think wrong. That he thought jazz, what sounds like jazz, jizz. Jizz is not a phoneme I've heard before. I'll call it this.
It's everyone else's fault for not being like, George, that's what we call cum in modern parlance.
Did I tell you guys a couple years ago, there was a social media campaign that the parks wanted to do where they were like, pitch a tent in Delaware State Parks.
Fuck yeah.
And I had to send an email being like, I don't know if you're aware, but pitch a tent has a different slang meaning you may want to look up. And then that phrasing got canceled.
Dude, but like, how they're like, we're aware.
No, but like, how was I the first person to bring that up?
Everyone else was like,
how many people too afraid to say it or that wanted it to come to fruition because it would have been funny?
Maybe, yeah.
Would have been so amazing. But yeah, good on you for being like, that means boners. Well, that was like, our CEO kept saying money shot in a meeting with everybody.
Oh god, man. That was like 4 or 5 times.
Like 4 or 5 times in like a quick, in like one presentation. And someone had to be like, that's jerking it. Like someone clearly told her at some point what money shot, what the meaning was. And she was like, oh. And then just like moved on. It's just like the 70-year-old woman just talking
incredible
about money shots.
Incredible.
I mean, it reminds me of when my dad worked for the school system, so I had to explain slang terms to him.
Right,
sometimes.
Right.
My favorite, of course. Sam, what is a chode? One of my kids called another one a chode. What is a chode? Being like,
amazing.
Well, tuna can.
Dude. That's
like,
so
you get paid to do this job. I don't get paid to do this job.
Dude, this is like Oprah was telling our parents about rainbow parties and shit that never happened to anyone in
their
time.
Yeah.
Like, have you heard of rainbow parties? I was like, if they're real, I definitely don't want to talk about it because I'm very pissed off that I'm not even sniffing one. No one has so much as hinted about their existence to me. It's like a fucking black market. Like, let's see, if people are getting blanjays in like with an extra layer of pizzazz on it, like,
and they didn't invite them boys.
Yeah, they're not inviting me. What are we doing? Yeah, I was like, definitely don't want to talk about it with you.
Oh, brother. Okay, I think we have one quick article from Chowhound.com. Beer pong's origin story is a mess, and no one agrees on who invented it. This isn't a very interesting article, but It says that the kind of origins of Pong go back to Dartmouth, but Pong there was played with a ping pong paddle. So people would try to hit the ping pong ball into the thingy. And then they got rid of the paddles. Some people claim it was at Lehigh University, and some claim that it was at, where's the other one? Bucknell University. And when they were throwing the ping balls, it started becoming known as Beirut, which was a name I had heard of, but I didn't realize it had to do with the U.S. intervention in Beirut at the time. The ping pong balls are supposed to be like bombs.
Jesus.
Apparently it was a thing that in New Jersey, everyone called it Beirut. Because there were Chaz and Tim Bell were from Jersey and called it Beirut, or Root for short.
Right. I have heard of that term, but
circus term.
Yeah. But geez, the yikes, the whole Beirut thing is like, oh.
Like when we're blowing up. It's like, this is what happens when you get raised by like Korean War veterans. They just come out all like fucked up. Like you can't help it.
Pretty odd.
Like, no one in my family's given a hug to a male in 2 generations. We are real messed up.
Boy. Korea, do you think that's, like, the worst war to have fought? Because, like, nobody gives a shit at all. Mm-hmm. And also, it was pretty horrifying.
Pretty bad. That was definitely a bad one. And you're coming off of peak. Like, you're, like, following up the best war of all time.
That's true. Real sophomore slump.
It's a huge
sophomore slump. My dark horse pick would be the War of 1812. Because nobody talks about it, and it should be lionized in the same way as, like, Revolutionary War and Civil War are. And because, like, it was a big deal war, and no one fucking talks about it.
Probably because they burned down the Capitol.
Which you think we would talk about more. Like, even though, you know, we get why we don't, but you think, like, hey, remember that one time Canada, like, kicked our dicks in a war?
Well, it's really funny. We both burned each other's capitals down.
Yeah, and the only major victory, though, of 1812 we had was the Battle of New Orleans, which happened after the war ended.
That's true. That's true.
Just news hadn't gotten down there yet.
That's true.
Which is also the crazy thing that could happen. They had like a whole battle. They're like, "Oh, we signed like a truce like a week ago."
Yeah.
I think you're going to do that.
I just find it funny that we each occupied each other's capitals and we're like, "This place sucks," and just went back.
DC did suck. We actually strategically, I think it was a good move. If like it's like the least appealing place to put a city.
Yeah.
In each other. It's like, it's like a big mosquito infested swamp. It's like, what are we fucking evil villains? Like, why would you do that? He's like, they'll get diseases and die out there. You're like, that's fucking crazy.
Oh boy. Well, this has been a good old timey history for you. I'm sure I'll feel very good about where we've come from. have we though?
Shit. I'm sure someone's learned a lot. Someone less
smart than I. Do you see that that Vance quote where he's like, Americans can do great scientific achievements. Just look at the American space program. And it's like,
That dude doesn't know his history. Like, his whole job is not knowing history. He's doing a great job at that job.
Yeah.
Oh, JD.
Yep. Oh, brother.
Fall off from Scrubs. It's gonna be crazy. It's like, if that was the lore.
Well, you know, Dr. Cox was just so mean to him, and he never recovered.
And
then he fucked that couch and turned his life around. Yeah,
ever since I jazzed in that couch. Fantastic.
The couch episode title. Thank you.
You're welcome.
This is a good place to end. Zach, what did you think of your beer?
Yeah, so I had from Youngblood Beer Company, Tastefully Crushing Cars, a grapefruit radler, 4.5% ABV. I really enjoyed it. It was art in the way that I expected it to be. It had a little bit of sweetness, so like it wasn't like brutal and like astringent, which I typically do not like in my chart beers. I would recommend this to. So Youngblood basically does almost exclusively sours. This is like if you're getting tired of sours and you want to open up into summer a little bit, I would suggest to you Tastefully Crushing Cars.
All
I would
right.
give it a 7.1.
Oh, that's pretty good. I had Southern Tier's Early Bird Blackberry Lemonade Ale, 4.5% ABV. And it tasted like blackberry lemonade. But I just wanted it to be more, you know? I like when Southern Tier does a lot, and this isn't a lot. But it tasted fine. It tasted like what it said it was going to taste like. So I'll give it a 5.7 and recommend it to people who love shandies. Feels like this is a pretty easy step away from a shandy. Samuel?
Yeah, I had Arpis Mango Apricot Almond Smoothie Sour Ale. And I thought this beer was delicious.
Weird.
Again.
Like, I'm talking 9.5 delicious.
Wow,
But I
that's
gotta take a
staggering.
point off for each word here that I don't feel like was represented. Mango, thumbs up. Apricot, thumbs down. Almond, thumbs down. Smoothie, thumb up. Sour, thumb down. Ale, thumb up. So we're losing 3 points. So still a respectable 6.5 on this beer.
The lack of favoritism is actually crazy. I'm actually like kind of impressed by your objectivity here. Because if I was like, this tasted fucking great, I'd be like, rules out the window. I don't care what you were trying to do. What you have done is incredible. This is great. The amount of scruples you have is so much greater than mine.
I mean, I'm a journalist first and foremost. Everyone knows that about me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think fucking everybody should drink this. It's so good. But also, you guys, maybe rebrand. Because you're not delivering on half the shit you're talking about, but it's so good. Just.
What would you call it? What would you call it instead? What's your final name on this thing?
I mean, if I'm paring it down to the real words, Mango Smoothie Ale, which is not a great name, maybe call it like God fart mango smoothie ale, because now all of a sudden I'm like, God fart, I wonder what that tastes like.
Christians are buying it. They're burning it. They're saying it's sacrilegious. It's like dogma.
Listen, I'm a journalist, not an ad man.
It's fair and true.
All right. Well, I would definitely keep my eyes out for that one. Do you know what you're bringing on the show next week?
Oh, fuck. I checked.
Why do I even ask anymore?
I checked in everything, man. Don't remember. Oh no. Oh no, I do. It's a hazy IPA with some obvious Prince inspired can art, but I don't know if it's licensed or anything.
But you don't know the
But
name of it.
it looks like it Prince inspired, I said.
Purple Rain.
Sure, whatever.
Cool. Sick. Good. Samuel, thank you for whacking. Good. Thank you for going into your mind palace and pulling that one out for me. He's like, let me get this whole arm-sized flake off me real quick, and then turned on the video special for this one.
It's like watching a hermit crab like emerge. Like his underneath arm is like all baby pink and smooth.
I don't like this. I don't like
Man, yesterday Emily was like, "It's weird. You didn't peel at all," and I was like, "It is weird."
It's
Turns out
slipped
I am
off.
peeling.
God.
She's taken off a vest.
It's taking a real turn here at the end of this podcast. Well, thanks, Zach, for being here.
This was great. How was my weekend?
Yeah, Sam, get some like, oh God, get some calamine lotion or something. It's
You guys
honestly,
hungry?
it's upsetting. It's upsetting. Jesus.
Barley, get over here.
No, don't do that. Listener, if you want to give a tip to the SPCA, please refer them to our links at Brews Day Tuesday podcast at Blue Sky or BrewsTuesday.com or
Jesus
whatever.
Christ.
Just I'm so thrown off by you pulling these chunks off yourself. I can't do it. I cannot do it. I'm ending this. Sam is a
Oh
bastard.
my
He's keeping
God.
me down. We will see you next episode. Goodbye.
Bye, everybody.
Here comes a beer. Catch all your tears. Drink the remedy. Forget about your problems. Here comes a shot. Lose all your thoughts.
Drink the remedy, forget about your problem. This one's on me, fix you for free. Drink the remedy, forget about everything. This one's on me, got what you need. And take your medicine, you feel better, friend.
Ugh. Oh, it's like you're in that Hellraiser box. It just chunks you off.
Zach, that's the nicest thing you've ever said to me.